Peace and abundance always. Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Podcast. This is Peter Abundant. Today, what I want to invite you to do is a personal checkup, a personal spiritual checkup where you actually think about all of the things that are going on in your life, all of the things that you are doing, and ask yourself, is it really productive? Is it really creating happiness? Is it really creating fulfillment in my life? At some point, you may have thought, well, if I get this, if I date this person, if I do this, then it will create happiness in my life, right? You had a goal. And you may have achieved that goal, and you may be maintaining that goal right now, today. And because you probably did a lot to achieve this goal, you're feeling somewhat attached that you can't just simply let it go. You can't just simply change your mind. I'm here to say that you can, and you probably should. We're always evolving. Every day, we're essentially a new person. We just have memories and we hold on to experiences and identities from our lives, our past lives. But ultimately, the day is new. We are new. And just because you put in a lot of work to achieve a goal, to build up this career that you have, to build up this business, to build up this relationship, to maintain it, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be attached to it. Because if that same thing is creating true unhappiness for you, misery, if it isn't adding value to your life, then it doesn't make sense to hold on to it. It doesn't make sense to be attached to it. So check in with yourself about it. Ask yourself, when you wake up in the morning, how do you feel about the things that you are going to experience that day? How do you feel about your job? How do you feel about school if you're going to school? How do you feel about, you know, your lifestyle? How do you feel about your relationship? And if you're feeling like, well, I actually enjoy my job, or there are certain aspects of my job that I don't enjoy, then set out to change that. Either change the entire job or career totally, or set out to change those little things that you do not find enjoyable or that you find to be a pain in the butt. If you're going to school, okay, how can you expedite that process? How can you go to school quicker? How maybe drop out of school if you feel like it's counterproductive to actually be in school. If you feel like it's a waste of time, that's okay too. But you have to be honest with yourself. You have to be real with yourself. You have to be true. Your relationships. You're in a relationship with somebody and you've been together for some time, even if you just started dating one another. Ask yourself, is this relationship adding value to my life? Is this the relationship that I dream about having? Am I safe in this relationship to say what I feel, to communicate? Do I feel loved? Am I allowed to love in this relationship? And then you can do either one of two things. You can totally change the relationship, dismantle the relationship, or you can focus on changing the things, the issues you have in the relationship. But it always takes that check-in, right? You have to check in with yourself. You have to look at whether these things are essentially adding fulfillment to you. Are you fulfilled? Are you satisfied? Are you happy? Your religion, even. Ask yourself, are you happy with your religion? Is your religion actually aligned with your spirituality? Are they both elevating you to be connected every single day, more and more and more, to the source, to God, to the universe, to other individuals? If you feel guilty as you live on as a result of your religion every single day, then you might want to check that. You have to look at your life. You have to look at who you are, who you aspire to be, and make sure that those things are properly aligned and that you're living the best way you can. And that with that, you are happy. Because it's not worth doing these things simply because either you thought they were a good idea at one point, or society says they're a good idea, or the people you love the most, your parents, your family, your spouse, your best friends say it's a good idea. You have to be true to yourself at the moment. Let go of all of these ideas that were the past. You have to connect yourself with the now, with who you are now, with what's important now. That's when you will truly understand happiness. Being in the now, being connected with who you are now, and making sure that you are living in alignment with those things, with who you are and with what you desire now. But it all happens in the now. We have to let go of what we did in the past, even though we may have achieved some amazing things in the past. But the fact remains, if even those things do not fulfill us at this moment, then they're essentially, I wouldn't say they're worthless, because they still have value in that you achieved something and you can use that to build the confidence to achieve something else. You know, but holding on to the actual thing defeats the purpose. Life isn't about holding on. Life isn't about being attached to what you did, but rather holding on to what you can do, to what you're doing. Being in the moment of what you're doing, not holding on to what you did. Because as long as you're holding on to what you did, you're avoiding and you're not experiencing what's happening now. That's the bottom line. So it's important. Check up with yourself. Make sure that every day and every night that you go throughout the, you know, pillars of your life and your lifestyle, which are like the main things, right? Your work, school, family, friends, your lifestyle, your health, your spirituality. You go through all those different things and you check up with yourself in the morning and at night and you say, okay, really, am I really happy in this area? And if I'm not, what can I change if I need to, or do I need to change it completely? It takes self-awareness to truly master happiness. It takes constantly checking in with yourself, constantly making adjustments and adapting in order for you to master your own fulfillment. So there's nothing wrong with questioning those things every day. There's nothing wrong with it. In fact, I think it's imperative that you do so. And it may be a really, really quick checkup, you know, maybe really quick, a simple, like, ask yourself the questions out loud, maybe, you know, how am I in this? How am I in my career? How do I feel about my career? You know what? I'm actually happy about my career. Fine. My relationships. How do I feel about my relationships? Well, you know what? I wish we were more intimate. All right. Let me work on that part then. Let me work on being more intimate with my partner. All right. Let's do it. That's how you check in with yourself. All right. So this is about being in the now, being who you are now, accepting those things, making sure they're in alignment, and letting go of the things that no longer serve us. At one point, they may have served us, but they no longer serve us, so there's no need for us to be attached to them. So let those things go so you can be able to hold on or experience something new. Thank you for listening. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.